Rockstar Radio Show.
How you doing? Is this Sean?
Yeah, this is Sean.
Hey, it's Mike from All That Remains.
Mike, what's cracking, dude? How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. I want to start by saying thank you very much for your time today. I know you guys are wicked, wicked busy, so it really means a lot to capture a little bit of your time on this Share the Well tour, brother.
Thanks, man. Tour only seems busy. We're not that busy.
Well, it seems like you guys, if you're not in the studio making a record, you're on the road, and maybe 2-3 days you guys get to go home, see the family, whatever, and then you're back grinding out. You guys are definitely a road band for sure.
Yeah, that is true. That's very true.
And this show, you got a couple different bands. I think that All the Remains and Hatebreed match up really, really well. Five Finger Death Punch to me is a little more mainstream, but pretty heavy. How are you guys preparing for this tour, maybe different than an All the Remains headlining tour?
Really no difference. Just, try to switch up the set list a little bit so people, you know, we've done a lot of U.S. tours already on this record, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not doing anything really different at all, honestly. Just go out there and play again. Try to not look stupid after Hatebreed, basically.
Those guys, now that's another band that's complete road dogs, man. They get after it. And, when I first saw the bill come out for Share the Wealth, I'm like, Hatebreed and All the Remains back-to-back? I'm going to need bandages after the show, dude.
Dude, I went out and watched Hatebreed before we went on the other night, and I was like, oh my God, I'm exhausted before we even go on to watching them.
So you guys just plan on going out and kicking ass like you normally do, not lighting it up, not making it any heavier, just getting right after it and going after the crowd like normal.
Yeah, we don't ever lighten up or do any of that. We never really arrange our set list according to anything. We've opened for, on this record cycle, we've opened for Hollywood Undead, we've opened for Buck Cherry. A lot of times we'll make the set heavier on purpose just to get people angry.
I like where your head is at. That's a really, really good idea. Kind of give them a little something extra because...
Yeah, we were getting some funny looks from those Buck Cherry fans. It was hilarious.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what the set list entails for this tour by chance?
More new stuff than we've ever really done, actually. It's like a lot of it, the bulk of it is a pretty new stuff. I hope it's not too much that like it pisses people off, but it's... I looked with the first day we did it, I was like, wow, this is a lot of new songs. So well, it's been going well because I think the Five Finger crowd's so big.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that just haven't even seen us before. So it's cool just to be able to jam through the new songs more. A lot of the old stuff we're just super sick of playing, even though it gets great reactions. But it's like nice to play the new stuff. So it's definitely a little heavier on the new album, that's for sure.
Well, and I've seen a huge change since, like the Darkened Heart and Fall of Ideals until now. I've been a freaking All the Remains fan for a long time, but there was like two big radio hits that came out and totally changed things around. Can you like look into a crowd and can you notice like the old school All the Remains fans and the new ones and kind of see how your career has changed through these years?
Yeah, it's real weird. Ever since the radio started, there's more girls at the shows, which I'm not complaining about at all, but that's real cool.
Yeah,
that's weird. Yeah, it's weird to see, you see people, we play Six or Air That I Breathe or This Calling off the old stuff, and the people go crazy or whatever, and then you go into, like, the radio songs, and, like, you see a lot of the other people. It's like people take turns. It's a weird mixture. It's worked for us, fortunately. A lot of bands, it doesn't work like that,
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You get a song on the radio like that, and everybody just goes, oh, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah, but, so. I mean, but it's funny to me, is like somebody, I'll meet them, and they're like, oh, dude, I'm into this new band, All That Remains. Like, well, they've been around for a long time. You should go check out their older stuff. And then they'll come back and like, yeah, that's really, really heavy.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I've been talking in another interview about that, too. It's like when 2 Weeks came out, how many people thought it was our first album. I was like, yeah, we've been doing this for 10 years already, so
yeah. Well, and you
not
guys,
even close.
Yeah, you guys have got it down pat. Every time I see All That Remains, I'm serious. It's like I need bandages when I freaking leave the crowd because if Phil doesn't coax you into getting your ass into the pit, he's there just hammering you down and like almost not making fun of you for not getting into the pit, but it's just like don't screw around at All the Remains. So it's getting serious. This band is serious.
Yeah, he's a persuasive guy.
Definitely.